Another blood red sunset, and yet another moon phase, and still another 100 miles to my next resting place. Driving down the road, eyes on the horizon, within my car, I'm all alone, but feeling good and feeling strong, knowing that this path I'm on brings me to myself. I'm driving.
Hey y'all, I'm Jules. Welcome back to another episode of Spirit Sherpa, the show that helps and encourages you on your journey to unlock your magic mojo. With me, as always, is the Spirit Doctor, Kelly Sparta. What's up, Kelly?
Hey, Jewel. I'm seeing you again today.
I know. We're making a habit of this.
I know, right? No, it is for podcasting right now, but we saw each other earlier on the Mastering Spiritual Evolution call, which was awesome, by the way.
Yeah, it really flowed today. It was really cool.
Well, you know what I really love? I love when people are really doing their work, because then I get to coach them at a deeper level and talk to them about more significant things, right? I can talk about the subtleties of the energetics and the ways in which they're conceptualizing themselves and the way they conceptualize relationships and the way that they talk about things and the way that they speak themselves into existence in the world. And, you know, what was really fun is that earlier today, one of my students from over 20 years ago reached out to me, and she said, "You remember that meditation you did where you took us out to the edge of the void and we manifested into our reality the thing that we wanted?" And I went, "No, I didn't. I don't remember that." It was like, "Oh my God, it was amazing.
It's like, we did that?"
Yeah. And then, you know, every time I talk to her, she reminds me of some amazing meditation I did 25 years ago. And I go, and so I finally was like, "Could you just write down all the things that you remember? Because I don't remember any of them. I have no idea what I did." And I said, she's like, "No, you need to record these. These were literally life changing." And I yes. And I was like, okay. And so she wrote to me earlier in the day. And then, you know, one of our participants was going on a vacation and she was going someplace in high energy. And I was like, okay, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to go there. You're going to set up a container and you're going to go out to the edge of the void and you're going to pull into existence the thing that you want or the person that you want to become. And you're going to do it using the energy of the space. And she was like, "Oh, that sounds amazing." I'm like, "Yes, yes, queen, yes, that's what we're doing." And then on top of it, I was like, "If you want to become this person, then you're going to fully visualize it in the void and then pull it into existence and then put it on like a suit." And she was like, "Oh, I love that idea." Right. So, you know, so I'm saying, it's awesome, right? This is an amazing meditation that I created 25 years ago and have no memory of. So
I wonder if that's because, do you channel on your meditations? And so that's completely like, probably why, like, you don't remember it. Because from what I'm understanding, you know, when you channel, it's like, "Yeah, I don't remember anything," because it's not you doing it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's you, but not you.
I remember a little bit of it for a little while and then it's gone. And yeah. So, you know, she keeps coming back to me and going, "This was amazing." I'm like, "Yeah, that sounds really cool."
Wish I remember. Let's do it again.
It's like, "No, you did. I was like, "Okay, well, you know, write it down and, you know, I'll record it and it'll be good." So yeah, all of these things and more, right? So but today's call was just amazing and it actually went way over. Normally we're an hour, but we were almost 2 hours by the time we were done because there was just so much good stuff to talk about today. So, but it was all, it's all magic and how we're holding our energies and stuff. So, and you know, and you gave the most wonderful little bit of encouragement at the end of the call for one of our peeps. And, you know, cause you know, I was asking her to do some very deep, assumption level looking at yourself stuff, right? So there are different levels of understanding, right? You can have your stories, you can have your beliefs, and then you have your assumptions. And the assumptions are the hardest ones, right? Because the assumption level of belief is like gravity. You never think about gravity. You just always know that you're not going to float up off the ground, And you don't think about ever not floating up off the ground. You just assume that you're not going to float off the ground, right? And assumptive level belief structures about ourselves exist at the same level that that gravity exists in our consciousness, which is it doesn't, except it totally does throughout everything, right? And so, you know, when you're trying to make changes at that level, it really is challenging. And you had the most wonderful bit of encouragement for her today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, it's fun for me because when, you know, I started there, I don't even remember when now, 2, 3, 5, 10 years ago, but about 3 years ago or so. And I'm very left-brained. Like my work that I do during the, you know, for my big girl job, you know, I'm an auditor. So I'm very data analytics, very left-brained and all that. And then woo-woo world, well, that's right brain stuff, you know. And so when I first started, it was kind of like, well, yeah, but how do I do it? How do I do that? How do I do that? How do I do that? How do I do? And she seemed very much left brain. And I'm like, I know you're going, but I need the how. So I do it. And not only do I do it, but I do it right because I don't want to screw it up because we're all overachievers. And I'm like, no, you're going to get it. And then all of a sudden it's going to go poof and it's going to happen. You're going to go, oh, shit, I just did that. And it's like, wait, and then you go, wait, did I really just do that or did I make it up? No, I really just did that. Then you're going to need the validation part. But, you know, I said, just it's going to happen. It's going to happen, you know. And so I see myself, a younger version of myself a couple years ago, you know, so it's kind of fun. And, you know, and I do like to encourage because, one, that's just part of who I am. But, two, it's fun seeing the light bulbs go off. It's so much fun. And she's such a sweet person. And I know, and then it's kind of like, you know, she has this, how did you call it? Kinetic thing?
Oh, kinesthetic.
Yeah, that word, kinesthetics, kinesthetics. And you know, where she's really an empath, you know, and she was, I don't know how to break it down. She was combining two things and you're showing her how to separate those two things.
Yeah. I don't want to get too into detail and people's stuff on the air, but yes, there was some empath stuff going on and stuff like that. But yeah, you were very sweet in supporting her, and I really appreciated that. And so yeah, and we're here to talk about you today. So, you know.
Yeah, well, Joey, if you're listening, I know how you feel, buddy.
Joey fought me so hard to do about doing his listener profile. And
I'm like, crap, we're talking like, about me today.
What do you mean we're talking about me? like I talk about me all the time. She's like, yeah, but that's you.
That's yeah. Different.
Now you know how Joey felt.
I know, and I can already feel my ears turning red. Like, crap.
I didn't wait until you got used to being a co-host before I said it's time for your listener profile.
I know. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, well, I pretty much spill everything each week. So like, I don't know what we're going to talk about, but okay.
Yeah. So, well, you know, let's start with what brought you onto your spiritual path.
Actually, a friend of mine introduced me to you. And yeah, Faith. Hey, Faith. And she introduced me to, she was like, oh, I got a podcast, you know, for you to listen to. Cause you know, we're at work and all. And so it's not like I, you know, a whole lot of people talk woo woo in state government. We'll just leave it at that. You know, so I have, you know, a few friends that we talk and we'd always, you know, it's always in time we get a new crystal or whatever. It's always show and tell. And we were talking and she was like, oh, look, you got to listen to this podcast. It's a badass. She does not give a crap. She's going to tell you straightforward. You know, she's going to go into detail. She knows her shit. I mean, you just got to listen to her. I'm like, all right, cool. Bring it on.
So was that your first exposure to anything in the woo-woo world?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep. You
oh my God.
So, well, that, when I found you, that like started my journey with you and with inner peace and really getting back to myself. Right. So now prior to that, I did competitive dance and in West Coast Swing. another dear friend of mine, Jennifer DeLuca. She's a dance pro. Now she sells crystals. She's moved on with her life, right? She has a killer business. And so she and I had a conversation, total just impromptu at a dance event, right? And we're hanging out, and she was also what do you call it? It's a name for it. She helps people transition at the end of their life.
Death doula.
Yes. So she was doing that kind of work. And so we were having a conversation about that and about crossing over and different spiritual aspects of it. And I'm like, this is just the coolest conversation. And she told me about a book called Conversations with God.
That was one of my first books when I came back to spirituality after my divorce. Yeah.
I got the audio book because I do very well with audio books. I do terrible with sitting down reading because I fall asleep. And so I got, all three of those, listened to them. It was freaking amazing. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. This makes so much more sense now, because you have to remember, I grew up Catholic. I never understood why I had to tell the priest my sins when God was hearing the entire conversation to begin with. And he already knew what I did. So all the stuff I didn't tell a priest about because I was too embarrassed, or I kind of tweaked it a little bit to make it not as bad as it really was, he already knew I did all that. So why do I have to tell you? I never understood that. And I never understood. It's like, oh, wait a minute. What? Hold on. Why do I have to go to church on Sunday? Can I pray? I mean, I'm not poo-pooing going to church. I mean, to each his own and all that, right? But it didn't make sense to me that I couldn't talk to God. That was my whole thing, the other things is it didn't make sense. And so through listening with that, I was like, oh, okay, this makes a lot more sense. And I love that they went from the male voice to the female voice back and forth. I'm like, okay, see, this makes a lot more sense now. Okay, now I got this. And at the time, I was getting back to being me. When earlier in my life, I had changed who I was to suit a lot of different people, either, I'll say dating, married to and all that, to where I did not recognize myself. I said to hell with my morals, my values. Basically, my job as either your wife or your girlfriend was to make you happy, because that's what I was, brought up to be, in the Catholic. You the wife's role is to make sure her husband's happy, period. Right. And then so I morphed. I thought that was a good thing. Now I know much better. And so I was trying to get back. Something kept pulling at me to get back, but I didn't know how to do that. So when I sat down and I listened to that audio book, The Conversations with God, that, kind of jilted me a little bit. Then I had another dance friend, Deborah Seke. Hey, Deborah. She sees things and situations in the future and all. And she and I had several conversations like that. And she has this inner strength in her, like, that is just nuts. She's total warrior. Both Jen and her, they're total warriors. And so I was like, okay, so I got to figure this out. And then Faith told me about your podcast. So it's like all these little things are lining up. And then I started listening to podcasts. Yeah. And I was like, okay. And I was like, something's not making, okay. It's not that it wasn't making sense, but it's like I was resistant to it, So, start questioning all your beliefs and all that. So, very luckily, I have a wonderfully supportive husband, Mitch, and he's like, hey, if it helps you out and it helps you to be better and be better a version of who you want to be. And, he's like, I'm not bringing in any, demon stuff or dark stuff or anything. And it's all good stuff. Rock out, And I was like, okay, cool. So, You, one of the podcasts, I forget which one it was. Of course, I binged every one of them. And then when you said, so if this sounds like you, you might be ready for a discovery call. And I'm like, oh, shit, that does sound like me. Okay, I don't know how to do any of this, but all right, let's try it. So I'm like, well, fuck, time to put on my big girl panties. Let's do it. And so that's what I emailed you and filled out the little form for the discovery call. So, and that kind of started my journey. So that was it.
So you had like little angels all along the way saying, okay, so come in here, little feed here, you know, a little bit here, we're going to feed you a little there. And each time it opened a doorway for you.
Yeah. And trust me, I'm hard headed. So
you know, well, I
know. I'm hard headed.
Which ironically is, you know, my favorite people, right? My favorite people are stubborn and hard-headed because, you know, when they get it, right? It's, you know, like resist, embrace.
And I'm like, oh shit. You know, cause my whole life, when you're little, I remember being, I'm really bad with ages, but let's just pretend it was like 7 or 8 years old. I don't know. I was in like a little twin bed. I remember being in my room. I remember I was running like 104 fever or something. And it was nighttime, but I always had a nightlight in my room. And I remember waking up, at least I think I was awake, and just seeing these orbs all over. And then I was like, and I wasn't freaked out or anything. I was just like, oh, look. And I just like, hey, it's angels. Hey, how y'all doing? You know, and I'm starting talking to them. My mom walks in the room and she's like, are you okay? And I said, yeah, I'm just talking to the angels. The little orbs are here. She says, oh, honey, that's the fever. You know, the good little Catholic mom, that's the fever, you know. And so all of that was kind of, you know, religioned out of me. You know, growing up, I wanted to go live with the Addams family. You know, I wasn't scared, nothing, you know. I loved werewolves. I loved vampires. I mean, all that stuff. And of course, you know, it's kind of like, that is Satan. That is right. Satan. You know?
So but the irony is that you told her you were seeing angels and she denied it too.
Yeah.
It's like,
I'm like, I can't win. I just can't win.
Yeah.
So, but now I will say it's hilarious because I always pick with mom now because I said, see, I brought you over to the dark side, right? Because honey,
we have cookies.
Yes, we have cookies. And so she always has a rosary that she carries with her, right? Especially when she's sitting in her chair at home and all that. Well, now she goes nowhere without her crystals. And my favorite story is when I first introduced her to crystals is my favorite story. And I said, and I brought her like some rose quartz, some amethyst, you know, just, you know, real nice, real sweet things, brought it to her. And we were talking and I didn't think nothing of it. I put the crystals down on the table next to her rosary. She's like, oh God, don't put them there. They're going to explode.
Mom, you're so cute.
She's so fucking cute. She's so flipping cute. I swear to God.
Oh my God.
They're going to explode. And so I'm like, really, Mom? It's hilarious. So that was one of my favorite stories with my mom. That was a whole nother part of, I think, my spiritual journey. In fact, I know it was. At the time all of this is going on, I also decided to, because we're also getting our finances in order, right? And doing financial peace and all with Dave Ramsey. And so getting out of debt, doing the whole thing and all that. Well, so we made the decision. And at the time, Mitch and I, we were not married. So we're staying in my house. And so he left it up to me. But I said, you know what? I got too many bills and I need something to blow up the log jam of said finances. So I sold my house, moved in with mom, and it actually was the best thing that could have happened. And I'm gonna leave Mitch out of this part But for me personally, because there has been so much healing that has gone on, trust me, we wanted to kill each other the first month or two. Trust me. Okay. It's not all peaches and keen and woo unicorns, but it was great timing because the woo-woo world has actually brought me and Mom close together. And it's like we're healing and rebuilding our relationship because now she's like, well, have you got, okay, what's a crystal that I can use for blah, 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 or whatever, you know? And I got her some angel oracle cards because she's all about the angels, you know, as Mom says, she's uptight with the Holy Spirit. And so it's hilarious, you know? And so we've been able to actually bond. I mean, who would have thunk this? If you would have told me this years ago, I'm like, there is no way in hell that I'm going to be talking to my mama about tarot, spirits, whenever I was doing the moon magic circle, doing all that and having ritual in my mother's house. I'm like, and then explaining to her about the Yule log and all that kind of stuff. So, and all of these pagan things, I'm like, oh, by the way, the maypole. Yeah. Let me explain to you what that's really about. She's like, well, that's just disgusting. You know? She was like, they ought to not have those kids. See, I never liked that they had those kids doing all that. I knew there was something behind that. You know?
If you're curious what she's talking about, go back to the year where we did the Year of the Wheel and listen to the Beltane episode.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And so, and now it's opened up this whole, I guess, common thread or whatever, like that we've never had this before. You know, I mean, she was a good mom. You know, she did the best with what she had right at the time, as we all do. And so, you know, I grew up, you know, dancing and, you know, since I was 4 years old and all that, I had an alcoholic dad, and all, through this, him and I are fine now. For my 50th birthday, Savannah gave me a reading. And so dad came across and I'm like, oh crap, here we go. All right, let's have it out. And I released so much energy and healed stuff, I guess, going back that has been in my family stuff, ancestry and all that. And had you told me 3 years ago all the stuff that I've been through in this journey so far, I was like, you off your rocker. There is no way. There's no way I would have thought that Mom and I's relationship could be healed so much that I would ever heal that with my dad. And actually, quite literally, y'all, I ain't even kidding. Quite literally, there is a ton of weight that has been off my shoulders because that was his burden to bear, not mine. You know, and he took it. He owned it. And this man was an alcoholic probably since he was 13 years old and abusive. And I grew up in that. And I saw things as a kid nobody should ever have to see or experience. And I'm saying that because for some reason, I just feel like someone out there that's going to be listening is going to be like, oh, shit, you mean there's this healing that can happen? Yeah, there actually is. And that I've been able to do so much healing myself. And it feels so good on that, you know, to be able to do that. And so this has been a hell of a ride. I mean, you talk about roller coaster and, you know, and up, down. I mean, trust me, it's been some days blood, sweat and tears, too. And there have been days I have been a puddle on the floor, you know, and you've helped me through a lot of those days too, you know. Hell, who would have thunk I would be co-hosting the flipping podcast that, that Faith introduced me to? I'm like, are you kidding me? God, guys, y'all can't make this shit up. So, I have definitely learned, and as hard-headed as I am, when the universe says, bitch, you going to do something? Bitch, you going to do something?
Well, and you know, I am sitting here. I don't think I knew that you had not actually really done much before you showed up in the program because you just took off. Right. You came in, you were like, how? And I'm like, okay, well, how do you do anything? You have intention.
Intention.
Right. Make it so. And you're like, okay. And off you went. And you just, you know, it's, I now understand why you keep complaining that you're still a baby witch. And I'm like, no, baby. You're not a baby anymore. So, yeah, it's been remarkable to watch your growth. As part of that process, you're like, if you had asked me 2-3 years ago, right? When you are stepping into a process like this, one of the big things that shows up is fear, right? It's a, oh shit, what am I going to have to do? Am I going to have to re-traumatize myself? Am I going into my past and all that crap? And rah, 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 rah. And, you know, I often hear people say this to me when I say, look, it's an accelerated program, right? We do accelerated transformation. This is, you know, the first program is 5 years worth of personal growth work in 4 months. It will cut your stress levels in half. You will not experience the world in the same way at the end. And people go, is that a good thing? And I'm like, yeah, it's a great thing. And, you know, don't panic, because basically it takes 9/10 of the time to figure out what the hell you need to do before you do it. So I just take out all the empty space for you. I take out all the hit and miss and all the question and the searching and the blah, 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 blah. And I just say, okay, this is all the stuff that works. We're going to do it together. And that is why it is so accelerated. It's because I did all the hit and miss, and I did all the searching, and I did all of the, you know, well, this kind of sort of worked, and this didn't work at all, and this was re-traumatizing, and, you know, and I sifted out all the crap, right? And so, you know, when people are thinking about stepping in, it's not as scary as it seems, right?
No. It does take courage. And that it's different for every person. And that's something else that I've noticed on like the MSC calls whenever we get on. It's like, I don't have a problem getting up and speaking, right? Well, this is about myself, like we're doing right now, but I'm just rolling with it. We're getting there. And, but like for some people, literally opening up to a group and letting yourself be vulnerable. Huge. Now for me, I trust is big for me. So I'll show you my vulnerability, but if you take advantage of that, that's it. I'm done. Right. And so everyone's fear going in, and some people fear the homework. It's like turning in. I know that was like, what you mean? I got to write this down and turn this stuff in, you know, or share to the group, you know, that can be, intimidating, you know, but with the environment that is created, and everyone is so helpful and supportive. And that was something else. I was like, oh, we're going to try this and see, you know, I was more reserved and all, but it makes me, as someone who's kind of like been there, done that, as in been through the program, and if I see someone else where they're kind of shy, I'm like, no, you can do this. It's okay. So kind of my way of giving back. What surprised me the most are those friendships that have come about from this. And it's kind of like, you know, your class, and like you're growing together, because I swear to God, y'all, you can't make this up. When I tell you this, one thing shows up, just like, let's just say boundaries. Like if I'm having an issue with, you know, my in-laws, doing a boundary or whatever, 9 times out of 10, somebody else in the group is going to have that same issue in a different relationship, different way, but the same kind of thing. So whenever I'm talking to Kelly about my boundary issue or whatever, and she's giving me advice and helping me work through that, it actually helps multiple people in the group, you know, and that has happened on so many occasions. It's crazy.
Yeah. And it's not even because you guys are all in the same part of the program, because it's a rolling enrollment. So nobody's in the same part of the program.
No, everybody's different.
Yeah.
And it's a go at your own pace kind of thing too, you know. But that's what's so crazy. It's like, oh, wait, what? And just being able to share what you're going through, completely no judgment, no judgment whatsoever. But I'll say acknowledgement and acceptance of, here's where I am. Here's whatever I'll say roadblock, right? Or challenge that I have. Now, here's how we're going to bust through. You can choose not to bust through. That's cool. And then you'll just get stuck right here. And then that's pretty much end of it. But, you know, if you want to bust through, this is what we have to do, you know? And I will say you are a very fair, lovingly stern, meaning you do hold us accountable when you give us assignments. It's nothing, you know, crazy off the wall, like, you know, like you're saying, re-traumatize, you know. One of the big ones for me was the courage one, because I have a huge fear of heights. And so for me to climb the ladder all by myself, climb the extension ladder and stand on top of our trailer, you know, and go, ah, you know, that was huge for me. I was scared to freaking death on that, you know.
By the way, that's not a standard assignment, just in case you're wondering.
That was working through, you know, courage and exercising your courage muscle. So I'm like, okay, this is something I want to do. Because yeah, I am.
She chose that for herself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. She did not assign that. I chose the scary stuff, you know. But then coming out on that, and I remember one thing in particular you told me during the program. I never expected to be told, because I was beating myself up a lot. As in, well, you know, I kept bringing home projects, you know, dating wise and all that, because I, you know, and all this and da, 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 da. And I was like, God, I'll let them do this and this and this and this, you know, and you gave a new perspective going, yeah. And every time it made you stronger, because had you started this program by not going through those challenges and coming out stronger, you would not be ready for this program. And then I was like, whoa. And that like hit me square right in the third eye. Ba-dum-tsh. You know, it did. It hit me right there. And I was like, you know what? Okay. So now I'm kind of starting to understand my journey a little bit better. And it's like everything that has happened and that I have experienced has brought me up to this point. And the other thing was, is I always thought, I'm like, okay, dude, I'm 50 years old. I'm like so late to the game. It's not even funny. And you, unbeknownst to you, a lot of other people that I've heard on, say, other podcasts or guests that you've had on the podcast that you've interviewed, they all say you are right where you are supposed to be in the moment that is now. You know, because this is all a journey. And that was so hard for me to wrap my head around and to honestly trust the universe. And so now being on the other side of it, I'm like, bitches, let me tell y'all something. We got a legion of angels and everything else up there. I can't even imagine. And now that I've gone through Reiki 1 and Reiki 2, and I've seen the power, you know, that's out there, and the love, oh my God, it is just freaking immense and endless. And I'm like, okay, you know what? Us little old mortal humans, that's cute. That's cute. You know, dude, we have like legions of support around us. And so the magic is real. Unicorns exist. I'm just saying. Bigfoot's real. I'm just saying. All the alien stuff, all of that. But we can make magic happen on such a huge scale. Why? Because we have this huge support and all of this energy, you know, that's out there. So that has just like kaboof, blown my mind. And I'm like, all right, cool. I want to learn how to throw fireballs. Can I want to learn? Just for fun, but you know.
And so, you know, just before we got on the call on the podcast today, I yesterday I was talking to a friend of mine who's a coach, and I was talking to her about what's going on in the business. And she said, well, are you, you know, putting out an intention that your podcast finds the right people and whatever? And I was like, no, because that would be smart. I'm like, because I didn't think about it, because I just jump on the podcast and talk. And so we sat down and we're like, okay, we're going to start doing this. We're going to start sending that intention out that the right people will find the podcast and that we're going to draw them all in. And so Jewel and I did that together just before we got on the call. And she's just like, oh my God, I'm doing all of it.
I'm like, that tingle went straight up my spine. Hey, how you doing?
I'm like, yeah, we're going to be stretching your capacity a little because you're doing magic with me now, baby.
I'm like, sweet, fireball, fireball, fireball. So I want to do the fireball one, and then I want to do the scene from Practical Magic where she just goes, and it lights the candle. I'm like, that's the one I want. Just saying.
All right. What's a really good deal?
Hey, if we're gonna aim, I'm aiming high.
There you go. Saying. You know, it's all good, right? So, oh well, this has been awesome. See, you said I don't know what I'm going to talk about, and off you went. You have no problem because you're just like that. You know, Jewel and I would get on the phone every now and again, and 2 hours later, we'd be laughing our asses off and not know 2 hours had passed. And I'm like, oh my God, what happened?
Yeah. Time warp.
Time warp again.
There we go. Shifting timelines.
Yes. Okay. So, all right. Well, so if you guys are fascinated with the journey that Jewel's been on and you would love to take that journey as well, it starts with Inner Peace 101. And you can find it on the homepage of the website. Just scroll down a little bit. It's right there on the homepage. Just press the button. It'll take you through and describe the program. It's a 4-month program. And it's an online learning platform with all the content and then twice monthly coaching calls with Stephen and a discussion group for questions in between calls and posting your assignments. And it will cut your stress levels in half in 4 months, guaranteed, or your money back.
Seriously, it does. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I can make that guarantee. You know why? Because it's never failed. If you do the work, I promise you it'll work. So, yeah. So, and in addition to, you know, providing emotional safety, energetic safety, a basics of energetics in your work, it'll address fear, anxiety, worry, dread, self-doubt, inner and outer judgment, and build a foundation of self-support and courage. It slices, it dices, it Julianne
fries.
Yes.
And you get two coaching calls a month.
That's it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh God. Yeah. So it's a small group too. Just so you guys know, we never put more than 15 people in a group. So you're always in a small group environment where you get to know each other. You get to spend time together where, you know, you get a sense of safety over time where you really get to know each other, and it's a rolling enrollment. So you enroll when you're ready. You don't have to wait for it to start. Right. So that way, it's a holistic process. You know, people will be ahead of you, so you get a hint of what's to come. And when you get further along, people will come in behind you and you get a reminder of what's been. And so you have this really holistic approach to it and makes you understand it better. So, well, fantastic. And if you're not ready for the program, you know, join the mailing list. Download the Boundaries for Empaths program on the homepage and get started there. And, you know, that'll put you on the mailing list and you'll just get reminded until you're ready because, you know, everybody's ready in their own time.
Yes. You cannot force this on anybody. I promise you. Mm-mm. And isn't the tree meditation out there too?
Tree meditation's on the YouTube channel.
Yeah. Tree meditation is awesome. Just good grounding and just good. Tree meditation is really good. I like it.
Yeah, we love the tree meditation. So, yes. Okay, well, I think I'm going to give you the Kellyism for the day since it's your story.
Oh my goodness. Let's see. I may find out ways in your everyday life to incorporate some magic and you will be amazed at what happens. However, the caveat to that is be damn careful how you word stuff. So go back and listen to the how not to blow yourself up while you're doing magic. But magic is everywhere. You just have to pay attention.
There you go.
And fairies are real. All right. And that is all that we have for this week, folks. So tune in next time when Kelly adds another chapter into your guide to energy, magic, and the spirit world. I'm Jules, and y'all have learned a whole lot about me. And I'm here with Kelly Sparta, and you have been listening to Spirit Sherpa. So long, everyone.
Bye.
Driving down the road, eyes on the horizon, within my car, I'm all alone. feeling good and feeling strong, knowing that this path I'm on brings me to myself. I'm driving.
Are you waking up to the spiritual world and realizing that you have no idea what you're doing, but you feel like you kind of probably should, especially since you seem to be seeing things and feeling things and having things see you that maybe aren't so great, and that you might want to actually control your experience of that? Well, I have great news for you, because our Welcome to the Woo program does just that for you. It teaches you how to hold your energy field, manage your energy field, clear your energy field, protect your energy field, and learn how to protect your space. And you learn how to do basic divination and talk to your guides so that you feel like you actually have a clue and have a way to talk to the guides that will help you to figure everything else out. And it teaches you how to make sure that you feel mentally, emotionally, and energetically safe. That means that we also deal with things like fear and anxiety and worry and dread and self-doubt and inner and outer judgments. And we help you build a foundation of self-support and courage. All of these things together create a solid sense of safety in your own life. They will reduce your stress levels in half, guaranteed. So visit the website at kellysparta.com and find out more about the Welcome to the Woo program. Your future awaits.